Well, the proposal to hold a referendum on Indigenous recognition has certainly captured the headlines, and as you've heard there, a real effort to tease out detail. There are reports Scott Morrison might veto any move to enshrine an Indigenous voice to Parliament in the Constitution. Joining us now is our regular Friday political commentator, Michelle Grattan. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Geraldine.
Well, what do you think are the challenges, politically and culturally, for that matter, facing the Prime Minister right now on this matter?
I think there are two challenges, and whether the referendum goes ahead in this term will depend on whether they can be overcome. One is getting an acceptable model to put into the Constitution, and the other is getting enough community support, as is assessed at the time, to take the referendum ahead when there's confidence about a successful outcome, because the last thing you want is this to fail.
Well, of course, it is interesting. Some of the Indigenous leaders, I've been listening a lot, they're almost prepared to concede that it might fail, but it's worth a go. Now, no doubt this will be fleshed out, but does that hold political traps, do you think?
I don't think the government would go ahead if it thought it had a high probability or even a very strong possibility of failure. But this question is at the heart of things at the moment, and we've heard in the previous discussion the talk about the voice and whether the voice goes into the question. It is right that the Prime Minister is indicating that the voice would not go into the constitutional question. It's not a case of that being just vague sources. That's the line coming from the government. Mm. And yet, of course, that's a very important thing for most Indigenous leaders. It was at the heart of the Uluru Statement from the Heart. It was what Labor took to the election, so therefore it would be quite hard for Labor to suddenly say, well, no, we'll have a constitutional change that doesn't mention the voice. And this has been reiterated also by Labor spokespeople in the past couple of days.
Mm. So you think just putting a recognition, say, in the Constitution, or taking out the race power, that, which a lot of people might say, well, look, that's pretty big anyway. That won't be perceived to be enough.
As the debate stands at this point of time, I think that wouldn't be perceived to be enough by most Indigenous leaders. Mm-hmm. And if you can't get those leaders on board, well, this thing is not going to work. Now, we are at an early stage of this stage of the debate. We've been through this debate a number of times before, and it's not ended up successfully. But at this point, I think that the question of the voice is a really big stumbling block.
Right. On the opposition side, Anthony Albanese and the National Executive of the ALP have been forced to shelve their plans to kick the controversial union boss John Setka out of the Labor Party. Could this turn into a little bit of a political mess for Anthony Albanese?
I think it's already a bit of a political mess. We don't know how it'll all end up, but remember that Anthony Albanese was saying John Setka would definitely be out, court case or not, and there were two dates set, one before he took the court action, and then when he took the court action, that had to be extended. Now it's had to be extended again, the National Executive meeting, and of course what comes out of the court will play into that. So it's turning into quite a difficult process for the Labor leader. And of course, John Setka is staring down the ACTU leadership, which said he should remove himself from his union position. So he's fighting tooth and nail. And at this point, he's holding his critics at bay. How long that lasts in the Labor Party is another matter.
Still, it could make Anthony Albanese look even more of a new leader, knowing what he's doing, couldn't it?
If he wins in the end, I guess, yes.
All right, Michelle. Thank you very much indeed. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Geraldine.
Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation, Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra. And as I mentioned, we will be speaking with the Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, around 8:30, which I'm very much looking forward to.